Dave, I thought now would be a good time, with this being the first of the new year, for a annual performance review. No,
Oh.
Dave, no. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
This is what we'll do. Okay, so first of all, everyone here at Alan Mosley TV is just so gosh darn happy that you're a part of the team.
Oh, wow. I mean,
Okay.
I do feel welcome.
Yeah,
It's nice.
but we always want to improve. And we've identified a few areas that we feel like we can improve upon in the new year.
This is we.
Yeah.
Oh,
We,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is what we're gonna do. To make it fair, I'm gonna mention one thing that I think you're doing a great job on. And then mention something that it'd be, come on, you know. You know? Okay.
Yeah,
All
a few
right.
things.
So first of all, I like that tie.
Oh,
Yeah.
thanks.
The silver?
It's the second choice. I wanted to get a good one for
Okay. All
the new
right.
year.
So the episode on December 6th, you didn't show up to work until after the
Oh,
monologue. So your thoughts on that?
I mean, that is unacceptable. I took a little nap and I happened to, I was exhausted and I there's no excuses, but I did sleep through two alarms and woke up after the monologue.
Okay. So, we call that a no call, no show. All right. And so in the future, you're going to need to call the shift manager to
I mean, it's kind
let him know you're going to be late. Okay.
of... Okay. I mean, I was sleeping. It's
All
I
right.
didn't plan on it.
You know what? I appreciate that you wear your readers so that you can see the prompts better.
I can actually see the stuff on your screen and I can manually click things if I had to.
Yeah, good job. All right. So we have 42 instances of you drinking on
Oh.
the job. Is that what's going on there?
I only 42. Yeah, I
I,
mean,
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. I didn't get a handbook. I didn't know if that was frowned upon.
Do you right, let's just make sure we find the right home and work balance, okay?
Okay.
All right. You know what? The music and sound effects you put together for Marbles was really fun.
It was. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And added a little life to it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. So in regards to our top sponsor, Fox and Sons Coffee, as a stocking stuffer, you said, and I quote, "That would ruin Christmas." Is ruin Christmas the way we want to talk to our sponsors, Dave?
No, it's not. I mean, it was kind of in the moment, and I didn't really think about what I was going to say before I said it, and I thought it would be funny.
Okay. But it wasn't funny, though, was it, Dave?
No, it wasn't funny. I think it might have made Steve mad.
And someone went a long time without getting a Christmas card, didn't they?
It did seem like I didn't think I was going to get one.
Yeah. In fact,
That's
Steve
okay. It's
is
understandable.
Steve's backstage right now saying it wasn't funny, so that's kind of scary, actually.
That
All
is, he's our
right.
top sponsor, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, I think that just about covers it. Do you have any final thoughts for what you're going to do to improve in 2024?
Well, I wanna find the right balance of drinking on the job and hit the buttons when I'm supposed to hit them.
Yeah,
And not insult the sponsors,
Okay.
especially Steve.
Okay. All right. Well,
And
I think that just about covers it. What do you say we get the show on the road?
All right. That okay? Ladies and gentlemen, now it's too late for Alan Moses.
Is that okay? Is
Really
that
screwed it up.
Yeah, sure. Let me jot that down for next year's report. Guys, welcome back for another episode of It's Too Late. I am your host, Alan Mosley, joined as always by the number one producer in late night. It's Dave Willimowski. Dave, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, all things considered. Had a good New Year's, good Christmas. Had some time off of work, but now I'm back at it.
Yeah, how's that going?
Dark till dark. A little tired. Ooh. Yeah, it's going, but
yeah,
you know, just getting used to it again.
Oh yeah, see, yeah, you live in that hellscape where it's dark when you leave and it's dark when you get home.
Yeah.
I know. It just feels like, so you wake up and then it's time for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kinda. My goodness. Yeah, that was basically me in college. I'm not going to lie. Boy, ladies and gentlemen, it is the year of our Lord 2024. And you know what that means, Dave. It's time for everyone to get their tickets for the 6th annual It's Too Late live show coming to you May 18th here in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. We're basically having this year's event at a zoo. I don't know, for you people that are in the know on that, you know, but the links are down in the show notes and over in chat. So excited for it this year. Everybody's coming. So you had better get your tickets, reserve your accommodations early. There's even an option on there to, do a little donation. I believe there's also a VIP ticket available where Dave will make you a lanyard with some arts and crafts. We actually sold a VIP ticket. So
yeah, now I have to make a lanyard.
Yeah. So anyway, those are due May 16th. Probably put that in the put those in the show notes. So anyway, that's May 18th. Later just this year. Oh my, it's like 19 weeks away. Can you believe that? Out of this world.
Flying.
Six annual. My God. What's wrong with me? All right. Speaking of things being wrong with people in national news tonight. Oh, my goodness. The ex-president of Harvard University, Claudine Gay, is in the news. Do we have a picture of Claudine Gay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there she is. It's her right there.
Wait a minute. Let's...
That's what? Yeah. Anyway. So, of course, Miss Gay is in the news because she's now the ex-president of Harvard University. You can see the article right here. Finally being forced out. She's chosen to resign. But you know how that always goes. You've been told to resign a few times, haven't you, Dave?
Kind of.
Out at Harvard University after a scandal involving numerous accusations of plagiarism amongst her academic works. Now, I don't know about you, but I would never, never, never copy anyone else like this whole show. I would never do that. Dave, did you ever do that, Dave? Did you ever get caught for plagiarism? What the hell? Why is everyone laughing so much?
They're just obnoxious crowd.
Okay.
I might have.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
A little bit.
A little bit. What was the worst thing you got away with?
Well, I didn't get away with. Well, I kind of did. It was like in like middle school or something. They had like a little magazine they were making, and I kind of redrew somebody else's comic, mm-hmm. and called it my own. And one of the kids in the class caught me, but it didn't spread. So I was okay.
That's not the high stakes drama I was looking for. I was thinking more like when I was in fourth grade, there was a social studies essay contest for Martin Luther King Jr.
I
copied my entire speech from someone else and then put the Pledge of Allegiance in it. And I won the contest. And to God, they chose, or they're like, oh, lovely. This is quite nice. Here, white boy, tell us how much MLK means to you.
Yeah.
But not good news for Claudine Gay. She is out. But, of course, you know, a lot of conservatives are kind of taking victory laps right now because they're saying, hey, look at us, guys. We got one of them leftists canceled. It's because all that plagiarism. Well, really the reason why this all came to roost was because they felt like she wasn't doing enough about anti-Semitism on the campus. That's right. They weren't sufficiently heralding Israel with their struggle against the Palestinians right now. And the person who is taking over for her as the temporary president is, of course, a strong ally of Israel.
Oh.
So, yeah. Now, I don't know what that is, Dave. We're not.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I felt
Jesus Christ. After this whole pre-show that we did talking at great length,
it was a lot,
but let's just do it right, you know? Like,
okay,
yeah,
just I'm all rattled. Performance. Oh no,
stop.
So, anyway, in international news, the nation of Israel. It's back in the news. Israel is going to get its day in international court, ladies and gentlemen. Israel says it'll defend itself against genocide accusations at the World Court filed by South Africa. Oh, man, South Africa and Israel got beef. They got beef. Yeah.
Don't want that.
I kind of do.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's like, who would win? Israel or, you know.
Was Kony? Is he from there?
Wow. Okay, yeah, we should probably just move right along from that one, Dave. Okay. But yeah, mixing the African signals there. But of course, the Prime Minister of Israel is not going to take this laying down. Benjamin Netanyahu. Do we have a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu? Yeah,
file picture.
Yeah, there he is, right there.
Wow.
That's a nice chair. Yeah. I wonder how much that costs. Where's his other leg?
Oh, what is going on there?
I don't know. This AI shit, you know? Like, all right.
Trust it.
Anyway, Benjamin Netanyahu has chosen his representation to represent the nation of Israel in the international court. They've chosen lawyer Alan Dershowitz. And if that name reminds you of anyone, he's had some pretty famous clients in the past. Yeah.
I know that guy.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about that guy this week. We'll get to that later.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. It's not going away. Speaking of going away, New Year's. Do you guys do anything big for New Year's?
Oh, you know, we have our family time. You know, for the New Year's, we don't go out, so we play games. We get some sparkling cider and stuff, and countdown, and nice little family party.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that sounds very wholesome. No more benders for you. Yeah. Now it's sparkling cider instead.
Well, for the kids.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I won't show you guys that Dave's like got one tear rolling down his cheek right now. But in light of the recent passing of the new year, we've decided to bring back our popular segment, Unpopular Opinions. This week's edition is Unpopular Opinions, New Year's resolutions. Do we have some music for unpopular opinions?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, perfect.
There we go.
All right. You know, studies show that gym memberships are up as much as 50% after January 1st, but within 2 weeks, attendance is back down to yearly averages. So if you waited till this week to stop being fat, you're still going to be fat at Christmas. Yeah, take your time, Dave.
A lot of people, I thought that was perfect. No, a lot of people want to unplug this year, spend less time online. If that's you, and you're hearing my voice right now, well, I've got some bad news.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe hold off on that resolution for other people. Unplug from other people. Yeah. Don't unplug from Alan Mosley TV. Are you finally trying to kick the habit this year and stop smoking? Over 75% of people who quit smoking relapse within 6 months. And furthermore, over half of those who do kick the habit end up gaining weight from the compulsive eating that replaced their smoking. Mm-hmm. So then you'll be back to the gym for 2 weeks.
Oh. This year you hope to spend more time with your family. But have you considered that your family is getting exactly the amount of time it can stand right now? No sense in upsetting the balance. You keep putting in those 12-hour shifts, dinner, straight to bed.
That one sounded very personal, didn't it? You know what? It's great that you're finally mustering up the courage to ask your boss about that long overdue raise. But inflation's through the roof. The value of the dollar is actually down 99% since the Federal Reserve was established in 1913. So even if you make more, you're still making less.
One out of 10 people hope to learn a new skill in 2024. Let's face it, can't teach an old dog new tricks. So instead of learning a new skill, why not work on improving the one you already have? Like competitive eating, chain smoking, or avoiding your loved ones.
Wow. Stick with what you're good at. And finally tonight, you know, some people endeavor to declutter. You heard about this? Clean out all that junk and try the minimalist lifestyle. But not so fast, because once you do, then your garage and your closets will look exactly like the rest of your life. Empty.
Oof.
Yeah, one had to be about me, since the other one was about,
about
you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that one's me. So now the audience can vote on which one of our lives are sadder. All right. Yeah, all right, let's cut that music. We're done with that segment. Lyle says I feel sad. Before we take our first break, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Fox & Sons Coffee, which you can find at foxandsons.com. Fans, if it's too late, use promo code ITL and receive 18% off orders of $25 or more. Shipping's always free on orders of $37.99 or more online at foxandsons.com. I actually have some of the Fox & Sons Den Blend Light right here.
Oh.
But wait just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Have you checked out their subscriptions? Check out this right here. How about the Fox and Sons Coffee Bean of the Month Club?
Bean of the Month.
You ever had a Bean of the Month, Dave?
No.
Anyway, oh, okay. Smart man. Bean of the Month Club, $27.99 every month for 6 months. It's on sale right now. Listen to this.
Wow.
For $27.99 every month for 6 months, you get two bags of coffee a month. It's going to be one of their standard blends, along with one of their blends from around the world. Check out that subscription service at Fox and Sons Coffee using promo code ITL. Well, Dave, I see that the annual performance review just didn't do jack for you, did it?
I think it rattled me.
Yeah, you seem shook. Right. You know what? It was you talking in a hot mic during the intro video that threw off the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we're going to try to do better in the next segment with the meme of the week and the viewer mail right after this commercial break. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Hold on. I feel like the first one we do, like, this is the annual fortune cookie. You know what I'm saying?
For the year.
Yeah. In fact, look at this. I'm actually going to get this thing out without breaking the cookie. That way my fate is still intact.
Oh. You can put it back if you have to. Oh, no. Now I'm scared.
All right, hold on. Sorry, folks. We got to take a quick pause on the show. I have to literally take a picture of this and send it to Dave right now so that he knows I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you what this says. All right? All right, we're just Dave, entertain the audience for a second.
Okay. I just had something I was going to say. Yeah. I thought we did okay. We really changed up the format. We did a lot of work at the beginning of the show, and so I hope you guys are enjoying it.
All right, you and Mary are getting this picture right now. You are not okay. going to believe this. You are not going to believe this.
Oh no.
Are you kidding me? Can you pull that up? Can you pull that up on here? I don't know if you can do that. That's some advanced. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, look at what the fortune cookie was. Never mind tomorrow. Today is the day.
Today's the day.
Oh my
gosh, that really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's how you know. That's how you know
if
it's real.
If you know the lore. If you know the lore.
Yeah, that one's real. That's actually happening. All right. Oh my goodness, we are actually selling tickets to the live event during the show as we speak. We just got another booking right then.
Maybe people want to see this live.
Maybe today is the day. Yeah.
Today's the day.
Yeah. Yeah, people do want to see this live. What? Why did you do that? I feel like you're... Do I just need to remove all the buttons and start over with you? Is that...
Just... We'll talk about this later. Hold on.
I don't even want to do it anymore because you've ruined everything. We spent like 45 minutes literally walking through the entire thing. And from the moment I said, okay, let's get the show started, it's just been one disaster after another. This is a weird bar where the bartender is the one telling his complaints to the customers as opposed to the other way around. All right, anyway. Hey, come on in, fella. What brings you in tonight?
Hey. Well, you know, at my annual performance review my job, and I don't know, he said a lot of nice things, but it seemed like he was just trying to soften the blow for the pretty rough criticisms.
Yeah, rough day of work, huh?
Yeah,
well, I guess we have to all look ourselves in the mirror and say, but every single bit of it was true, huh, Dave, if your name is Dave. Yeah,
I've been here before.
I mean, I'm just saying, if your name is Dave, then you would look at yourself in the mirror and say, I deserve every bit of that. You know?
Maybe I deserve a little bit of it, but I'm doing my best, which is
okay.
All I can do.
All right. Well, anyway, I think it's time for us to close, buddy. You're going to have to get out of here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I can't. Can I get a drink real quick? Just a shot?
I've got a few sips of Fresca left, and they gave me, I tried to get the big cans, but they gave me these little baby carrot cans. Yeah. Like, is this a Fresca for ants? Look at that. Are you kidding me? I don't know. Nothing's going right at all. It's like when we tried to do promotions at Christmas and I lost a sponsor because my producer was, anyway. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Dave.
Yes, Alan.
What time is it?
It's time for Meme of the Week. Oh, boy.
My grandparents have been married for 52 years, and they match outfits every day.
Oh. Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
I guess, yeah.
Do you and Mary do that? Get some matching?
No.
No? You don't?
Maybe
you don't...
accidentally, but not on purpose like that.
They say the longer you're together, you start to look the same. You think that's true?
Well, I'm for her sake, I hope not. That'd be pretty rough. Yeah.
Well, she's the one getting a beard. You're the one getting boobies. So,
oh.
Yeah.
I guess trade. Fair trade.
Yeah, you sound excited. What the hell? All right. But we do have a bonus animated meme. Check out the bonus meme.
What the hell?
You know, it's like Drive, but it's medieval because it's
a
horse and buggy. And, you know, man, screw you, Dave. I don't have to run our comedic bits by you. No, God knows there was no laugh react, so I guess it wasn't funny, huh, Dave? Jesus Christ! Don't you cuss. Don't you? No, that's the only thing you haven't done yet. I swear. Don't you do it.
No.
Don't do it.
I won't.
Let's go ahead and answer some viewer mail. I bet he's going to swear.
All my videos so glitchy.
I don't know. Everybody's pissed because your mic is low. Can you just turn it on max so that it just goes every time you talk?
Where are we at here? How about now? Now I'm in the red. Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what we good? Like.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
That's great. Leave it right there. That's fine.
Okay.
Nick White writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, any advice on dealing with a breakup?"
Ooh.
Oh, well, we've all been there. Oh boy. Dave, do you have any advice for a young man dealing with a breakup?
You know, it's been a long time since I had to deal with anything like that. Last I remember, there was a really good Mighty Mighty Boss Tones album where it sounded like he was breaking up with somebody at the time. I can't remember the name of the album, but it's got pictures to prove it on there. So yeah, just lean into it. Find some music that makes you really sad and just work through it and get back out there.
Yeah. My suggestion is to just get on your grind set. You know what I'm saying?
Just
go to work, just grind. Mm-hmm. Make those fat stacks, and then you can just buy women.
That is an option.
Because that's all they care about is money.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just kidding for the two women who watch the show. Brian Johnson writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, do you like roller coasters?" Do you like roller coasters?
I used to love roller coasters. I still like roller coasters, but it's like the older I get, first of all, the faster they get and the crazier they get. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just progress or if it's just me. And also, like working in a shop, like mechanical environment, I know all the problems that can happen. And I look at the equipment running the roller coasters and I say, hey, we have that same kind of panel mate at the shop. And I remember when that faulted out and the whole thing kind of fell apart. So it's a whole different level of scary, I think.
Yeah, I would never ride anything that was defined as a roller coaster at like a carnival.
Oh, see, yeah. I used to think that was a cool as a kid, but now no.
Yeah. Some guy who gets paid with food put together that roller coaster. Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't have screwdrivers. They just used their hands,
Yeah. Their thumbnail. Just jam that in there.
Yeah. It's still in there. Yeah. I do like roller coasters, but I have the opposite problem. I don't feel anything. So
you also don't feel like thrill rides?
I have been to theme parks. So like, you know how on some of the roller coasters they do the thing where like there's a camera right when you're about to take the plunge and everyone can like get the pictures. I will be the guy posing for the camera. So everyone's like, and I'm like, I just kind of drift off. And one of them, I was just, because I don't feel anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a new thing I'm going to put on in the file.
Jot that down in the note. Yeah. Celeste Annis writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, what are your best road trip tips?" Road trip tips. Well, you guys are going to be taking a road trip in May.
Yeah.
So what's your tips?
Well, I mean, it is nice to have a co-pilot because then you don't really have to prepare too much ahead of time. And nowadays you have your maps and everything all in your phone. You don't have to have all those laid out. But if you are traveling alone, I say, like, prepare. Have snacks, drinks within reach so you don't have to really look away. And also I learned, like, they have those little, like, if you're trying to make good time, they have those little portable, like, urinal bag things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just pee in that. Don't do that because you're just going to pee all over your seat. And then you're sitting in a warm then cold puddle for the rest of the ride.
Yeah, don't.
It's hard to keep it in there.
Yeah, it's hard to keep it in there.
Mm.
Yeah. But, it's
a good playlist. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've done a road trip. you know, my biggest thing was, is that I can drive any distance as long as I can find that perfect medium between zoning out from reality, but not dying in a fiery crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's important.
I'll tell you what, this joke with you on the red line is starting to get old. Like, my ears are frying every time you talk.
Oh,
Maybe I can turn you up a little bit, and then you stop being so much. Just be less.
I'll try. Hold
on, okay. All right. So yeah, you got to find that zen where you're just, you're out. But look, I'll be honest with you. I've driven down some interstates where I see like mile marker 50, and then I blink and I see mile marker 75, and I'm like, where was I?
What happened?
Yeah, I don't remember. That's a little scary. All right. Aaron Kentner writes, Dear Alan and Dave, what is the coolest unexpected trip you ever had? I don't know, Aaron. Most of my unexpected trips are not cool, typically.
Well, no.
But you ever have a cool unexpected trip, Dave?
I mean, the only one I can remember that was like kind of unexpected, like, it was when me and Mary first started dating, and we decided, spur of the moment, we're going to go to Pizza Hut and have lunch. And we're still in our pajamas. We go to Pizza Hut, just going to eat in, have lunch. And while we're there, we decided that we were just going to drive to this outlet mall that's about like an hour away. And we're like, all right, let's go do that. We're still, you know, we're kids. We just go drive down there. And then we're like, well, let's go visit my sister in Pittsburgh, which was like, you know, two and a half hours away.
Yeah.
Ended up there, ended up staying the night and stuff. And Mary got to meet my sister for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was a nice trip.
Neat. Yeah. Well, I'm glad everything worked out then, because then if there was no Mary anymore, then your sister would be like, who was that woman you brought to my house? I don't know. I think most coolest unexpected trip. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, like I said, my unexpected trips aren't cool. Like, I had an unexpected trip to, like, you know, urgent care when I chopped my fingers off.
Oh, yeah.
So that checks the box of unexpected.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it was cool. It was actually pretty warm outside. It was Orlando, so it's kind of hot, kind of muggy.
Oh, that was Orlando.
Yeah. But, you know, the hot actually helped, because turns out, I didn't know this, when you just have open nerves hanging out in the air, you don't want it to be cold.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, you want to try to match that body temperature. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stat. Yeah. So I learned that. It's anyway. Gary Dykstra writes, Dear Alan and Dave, what do you think the odds are of a Bills versus Cowboys Super Bowl this year? Gary, pretty low, but I don't think the Bills should be wanting that with their history.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Play the Saints or something. Cowboys. You know? Yeah. Because it just seems like that's something that would happen, is the Bills are finally back in the Super Bowl. Who is it? Oh, it's the Cowboys. Oh, well, we beat them this year. Crushed. It's like 42 to nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Just popping off the trifecta. Oh, you lost two Super Bowls to the Cowboys? How's the third? Yeah.
No.
But don't you worry, Dave, because the Bills aren't going to the Super Bowl. So it's fine.
Thanks. I'm not too concerned about that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, big game this weekend, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Sunday Night Football, Bills Dolphins, woo! Yeah,
woo.
AFC Championship, AFC East Championship game. If they win, they're in.
Yeah, number one. Well, yeah, their division, but in their division.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that it was a nighttime game, because that means I can still work 12 hours on Sunday too.
You just suck the air out of everything. Swear to God. All right. You know what? The Bills are going to win. Not the Super Bowl, but this weekend. Yeah. They're going
to
win.
You've never lied to me.
I've never lied to you. That's right. So all that stuff I said in the open, I've never lied to you, Dave. Yeah.
Poop.
Okay. Josh Wright writes, Dear Alan and Dave, who is your arch nemesis? Well, Jesus Christ, Josh. Dave's arch nemesis is whoever's paying us money to air this program. That's Dave's arch nemesis. You got any other arch nemesis, Dave?
Oh, that out. Really, I'm not really mad at anybody, but I feel like if I had one, I think we'd be each other's arch nemesis.
Yeah. Well, it's not about you being mad. Is there somebody out there that feels that way about you?
Oh, you mean like somebody who makes up songs in their head about my demise? I know somebody.
Yeah, but that's art. No, that's artistic expression. You can't fault someone.
Oh, yeah, that was. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Dave's arch nemesis, guys, let me tell you about tonight's other sponsor, which is the Tennessee Hot Sauce Company, which you can find at tnhotsauceco.com. Use promo code It's Too Late for 10% off your order of such products as, check this out, the Poblano Jalapeno Beef Jerky, which, by the way, is like crazy ridiculously priced. It's like 50 cents for 5 pounds. It's something ridiculous.
Yeah, our mod is a beef jerky connoisseur, and he's buying it by the case.
Yes, I have actually been told, Dave, by our sponsors that the customers that they get from this program are some of their best sellers.
Yep, I believe it.
Yeah, because all they do is drink coffee and eat jerky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Watch the show.
Yeah, and watch this. Wow, what a life. Living the dream. All right. Who's my arch nemesis, Josh? Get in line. All right. Justin Campbell writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, do you make resolutions? If so, how long do you stick with them?" Dave, have you ever made a New Year's resolution for real?
No, I don't think I've ever really done it. You know, it's like the new year comes and I'm like, I'm hoping for this year to you know, go trend this way a little bit, change my life a little bit, but I never actually set in stone, say this year I'm going to. I don't believe in picking that as a random date.
Yeah. Well, my biggest thing is the date part of it. Like, if you want to make a resolution to not be like a disturbing POS, then you could have started that before now.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah.
Yeah. In my experience, like, I'll talk to people. Like, you know, you'll talk to some morbidly obese diabetes patient whose foot got amputated, and it'll be December 14th, and they'll say, "Oh man, on January 1st, I'm going to go on a diet." It's like, you should probably go on that right now.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and start treatment. Go ahead and start today. Yeah. There's a lot of discoloration going on. It's probably too late, frankly. You should probably just go ahead and eat whatever you want. Just
live it up.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't got long. So that's my thing. I don't really do the resolutions thing. And also, I know from personal experience, like, look, you know, I'm not going to be a nicer person. I know I'm not going to be a nicer person. So what? I would never lie to you. So why would I sit here and tell you I'm going to work on that when I'm not? Yeah.
Why would you lie to yourself, right?
Yeah. Oh, I lie to myself all the time. I don't lie to other people, but I lie to myself constantly.
You have to.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see her again. Let's see. Andrew Avery writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, could you see yourself working in a mirror factory?" I don't think I could. I don't think I could see myself working in a mirror factory. That seems like something that you could handle, though.
Yeah, I mean, if things fell through where I'm at now, like if they found out about the show, you know, I could probably settle into a mirror factory. It seems like it'd be cleaner. It'd be all right.
You don't have a clean environment at your current place?
Oh, no.
No? All right.
Very oily.
I will tweet at them about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe don't.
At them. My friend at Liberty Late said this.
Oh, yeah.
He also called me a slur. But that's unrelated.
Yeah.
To the I'm just I'm just throwing that out there. Never mind tomorrow. Today's the day.
Today.
And finally, Mary Lynn Willimowski writes, "Dear Alan and Dave, when you play board games with your family once a year, do you at least try to have fun for their sake?"
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So what were you saying about getting over a breakup, Dave?
It's very specifically worded.
Yeah, it's an anonymous tip. So just, you know.
Okay.
It's for the room. If for any of us who happen to be in that position, do you at least try to have fun?
You know, it's like when I start playing, I usually kind of enjoy it a little bit. It's just like the thought of committing to a game for some reason. I don't know. It's like a psychological reaction. It's like some kind of PTSD that maybe I should look into, but I normally don't like playing games. I don't like starting playing games. I don't know.
Yeah. I once had a friend that probably put 2,000 hours into this like car mechanic simulator, one of those simulator games,
where it's
working at home. Oh, you literally get off work to go to work, and they like they basically lost their whole family. That's all they did, just day and night, was play this game, and they wouldn't like they wouldn't do things with their children. They were like, "You guys leave me alone. I need to work on this Hemi." It's wild. But to each their own, you know. It's hate to see that.
Oh,
yeah. All the
you like board games?
Board games? Eh. I mean, like I like some games that you play in life, like some more complex games, but not really board games where you get a board out and you like roll a dice and move a peg around
or anything like that.
I don't know. Risk is too much RNG. It's just luck. Yeah, I don't like games that have a whole bunch of luck. I want to win because I'm better than you.
Yeah, I dig it. Yeah, I can.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
No, I'm getting to know you. Like, yeah.
Stop there.
Guys, we're going to be back with more It's Too Late. Right after this commercial break. Don't go away. Your ad could be playing right now, reaching thousands of potential customers. Sadly, it's not, but it could be. Find out how to be an advertised sponsor for It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. Email us at info@alanmosley.tv.
Nailed it. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Wow. Why don't you give yourself a pat on the back? Why don't you? It's ever since I told him he had a nice tie, he's just been on cloud nine ever since.
That's all I needed. One compliment. I can run for the rest of the year.
That's how men are, you know, like women have to just constantly be told, oh, that's a nice dress. Oh, dinner was so good tonight. Oh, I like what you're doing with your hair. Men are like, when I was 12, my Nana said I had pretty eyes, and you just hold on to that.
Oh my gosh. And you're literally. Got these deep brown eyes.
You know?
Thanks, Nana.
Yeah, thanks, Nana. Yeah. Right. Well, what we were going to do for a segment in this part of the show was to talk about the big reveal of some of the names from the Epstein client list. You can actually see the article that we had prepared right here, because it was actually yesterday that the court documents naming Jeffrey Epstein's associates were to be unsealed. Whoa. But listen to this, guys. They actually put a big pin in that until January 22nd. All right, you're never going to believe. First of all, no, I can't believe that they didn't release the names after they said they would.
That's surprising.
But listen to this. You want to know why they didn't release the names on time?
Did somebody die?
Because one of the Does, Jane Doe, it was actually a woman, one of the Jane Does said that they feared for their life and they could be suffering physical harm in their country should their name be revealed. So they asked for a 30-day delay, a stay on the reveal, and the judge granted it. Now, just stay with me on this. Now, I know that we would never condone violence on It's Too Late. No. But it seems to me that the chances that the people's names on the list getting out and then them being hunted down and physically harmed, it's kind of the whole point of releasing the names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're here for, is to be like, oh, found them, you know,
let the games begin.
Boop. Yeah. Here comes the purge. but that's why they haven't released, but allegedly by January 22nd, they're going to start doing a rollout of the names. Now, they actually did release some court documents that had some mentions in there, because there's some interviews and there's some testimony with key witnesses and things like that. So there's some details that got out, but the actual, like the real names, right? Like the client list hasn't been released, won't be released until later in the month. And a lot of people are saying now that, frankly, it might actually not be a huge long list of names. It might be a bunch of people associated with the case, but not 100% for sure that they're actually in, like, Epstein's Rolodex. So it kind of feels like it's going to be a big nothing burger, to be honest with you.
So that's what the list is like... A Rolodex? Because I know they were talking about flight logs and stuff like that.
Epstein had a client list, but what they're actually going to release from the court documents is just people associated with the case. Well, those may not necessarily be the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. There was basically only one name that's already been released because this person was involved in the testimony. Like, they didn't give testimony, but testimony from key witnesses was given that named this person. You want to know who the one person whose name is floating out there right now is? Bill Clinton.
No kidding.
And it's like I don't even know what to think anymore.
Of all people.
And so, again, it's like all the clickbait people are out there rushing to say, oh, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I've actually seen stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, Bill Clinton's a rapist. Okay, you know, water is wet. 2 + 2 = 4. So we gotta get on to the other names, because that's not really giving us anything here, you know? So I'm gonna reserve judgment on that and wait with bated breath for more names to come out. But I still kind of reserve the same opinion that I had all the way back years ago at this point, which is, you know, people have been making memes for literally years about the Epstein client list. And, oh, well, look at all the January 6 protesters that have gotten all these years in prison, but there's been zero associates of Jeffrey Epstein get, you know, any repercussions for their actions. You know, when are we going to see the list? When are we going to see the list? Do you know what I think is going to happen if and when they do finally release a comprehensive list of names?
Nothing. Yeah.
You already knew. Nothing's going to happen. Because
laws are for poor people.
Exactly so. The laws are for poor people. These people don't fear anything from you. I think because there's like legal repercussion, and then there's like physical repercussions.
Yeah.
Legal repercussions, zero. These are the people who write the laws and run the courts. They're not going down. And as far as physical repercussions, it's like, again, using Bill Clinton as an example, we already knew Bill Clinton was a monster. I don't see anyone going after Bill Clinton, so why would they do it now? It's just not going to happen. There is no justice in this world. Those things so seldomly ever take place. People so seldomly ever get what they deserve. And I know that's a loaded statement, but for the people involved in this, yes, those people deserve to get something. People who were involved in Jeffrey Epstein, they need to get what they deserve, but they won't. There's nothing about the world we live in. There's nothing about, I mean, you think of all the war criminals that run this country. You think of the crap that's going on
nice.
In other parts of the world. You think of a Russia, Ukraine, you think of an Israel, Palestine. I mean, you can think of any, you think of the lockdowns and the mandates in the last few years we've lived in. You remember the stories of the old people dying in the hospitals and them telling their loved ones, you can't see them. Oh, they're dead now. Here's their ashes. You think of those types of stories, right? You think of the people that lost everything. You think of, we made a little joke about the Federal Reserve earlier. You think about them stealing you. They are robbing you blind. You think of all the things that go on in this world. Those people who are responsible for those deeds do not fear you one iota, because why would they? They have never suffered any repercussions for their actions, and I don't think they will now.
Yep.
No.
I concur.
Yeah. Boy, big time contribution. I know that when we talked in the pre-show about you engaging more, that's exactly what I was looking for. Is
right there.
You're just a yes man. You're just a yes man now. He's literally over here in my monitor. Yes, that's Alan Wright. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I actually do agree with you.
Yeah. Good job, boss. That's.
That's you tell him, boss. Tell him, Spike.
All right. Good. Wow. Well, I wish we had more names to discuss, but I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, maybe we'll revisit this in a few weeks if and when any more come out. Breath. I like how Tim said, Dave, this is not the time for a laugh track.
Yeah. I don't have a button for this.
Yeah. Commercial break?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, let's take a commercial break.
All right. Right now? All right.
It's like, who am I even talking? It's Too Late with Alan Mosley is proudly supported by Fox & Sons Coffee. Fans of It's Too Late use code ITL and receive 18% off orders of $25 or more. Shipping's always free on orders over $37.99. So get yours today at their website, which is www.foxandsons.com. It's www.foxandsons.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I see some people in chat mentioning that Oprah Winfrey has somehow been named in the court documents involving Jeffrey Epstein. But remember all the jokes we've made on this very show? I mean, I say jokes, but it was a whole bunch of live pictures of Oprah Winfrey with Harvey Weinstein. Harvey? Remember all those? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
With the elites?
We already knew. We already knew. Like, these people are all groomers, like, helping to feed the island or partaking. We already knew that about those people.
I need to know how deep Tom Hanks is in this. This is going to affect me.
See, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. That would have been a great thing for you to bring up in the last segment. Is See, we're going to... But hey, good smile.
Better late than never.
Yeah. All right. All right. What was I even talking about? Okay.
Tom Hanks.
So when the list comes out, you know, everyone's going to rush to try to... Because everyone thinks it's just going to be a list of names. What it's actually going to be is just mountains of court documents. And it's going to take some enterprising person to go through there and, like, make a comprehensive list. That's probably what's going to happen. But every single person on the left just knows that Barack Obama's not on there. And they just know that Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
And everyone on the right just knows that Joe Biden's going to be on there. And they just know that Donald Trump won't be.
No way.
Everybody knows, like, oh, my favorite celebrity. Oh, Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks. He's so good. Oh, he didn't do anything. He was just there at a party.
Yeah. Karaoke or something. I could see that.
Really? You sure about that? Yeah.
You sure about that?
That's exactly. But that's what that's. This is one of the reasons why nothing's going to happen to any of them. Is that the people who are defenders or fans of theirs will say, "Oh no, fake news, didn't happen." Yeah.
And then everybody will just argue about it on X or Twitter.
Yeah.
Or
so the people who like someone will continue to like them, and the people who already hated someone will say, "Oh, I knew it, you guys. Pedo." Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Ryan was trying to say guilty by associate, but it says quilty. Yeah, I like that. You're very like quilty. Better. Yeah. He's from Wisconsin. It's an accent thing. Yeah. So before we wrap up tonight, there was one thing I wanted to share with you guys. It's kind of a holdover from back in December that we just didn't have time for from all of our Christmas cheer. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It's too late, Ryan. We're all over it. I want you to take a look at this poll that I ran. And quickly, the basis for this poll was there were some reports going around saying that Donald Trump was thinking about picking Nikki Haley as his vice presidential candidate. Because, you know, he's going to pick a Republican who's got some votes, and he's not going to pick Ron DeSantis. We know that. So Donald Trump's thinking, maybe I'll pick Nikki Haley. Oh. Nikki Haley, like the queen warmonger. Nikki Haley is literally Hillary Clinton, but with an R next to her name instead of a D. These MAGA are the people that allegedly hate Hillary Clinton more than anyone on earth. And Nikki Haley is literally Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump's thinking about picking her as VP. And so I asked, if Donald Trump picked Nikki Haley as his vice president, what percentage of MAGA would turn on him? I actually got a lot of votes on this, about almost 1,500 votes. There was some hot debate going on in that thread. But the result actually came out. It was kind of spread out, but the winner ended up being actually what I said. 0 to 25%. The prediction from the poll was that between 0 to 25% of MAGA would turn on him if he chose literally Hillary Clinton as his running mate. And I think that they're right. I think that votes.
Yeah, I kind of feel it. Yeah.
I kind of feel it too, because it's the same. It's kind of the same energy as what we were just talking about with your favorite celebrity on the Epstein list. Is if you're in this deep, you're not getting out. And the MAGA people are like, these people are supposed to be like anti forced jabs, anti business closures, anti lockdowns. Remember Fauci? Get our member berries out. Remember Fauci?
You know? I remember.
Yeah, remember Burks, Deborah Burks? So those people worked at the pleasure of Donald Trump. Donald Trump essentially turned over the country to those people. Donald Trump, to this day, he goes to rallies to this day and brags about being one of the first to lock the country down. We got to lock it. Remember that when he said that? He's like, we got to lock it down. We're going to lock it down. You know, whatever. He was telling people. To this day, he tells people that the vaccines, some of the most tested vaccines ever made, everybody needs to go out and get the vaccine. The man is getting booed at his own rallies when he brags openly about his own worst records.
Yeah, that's odd.
And yet people keep on going to the rallies. Like, those people are exactly the people that if his name is on the list, fake news, he wouldn't do that. Remember that whole bit we did where I saw the bumper stickers going around town here that was God, guns, Trump. That was a bumper sticker on the back of a bunch of vehicles going, God, guns, Trump. Because you know Donald Trump is a devout Christian. If there ever was one, it's Donald Trump.
He's a godly man.
And furthermore, here's a little factoid to drop on your MAGA friends. Did you know that the Donald Trump's feds prosecuted more gun control in his 4 years in office than Obama did in 8?
I actually did know that.
Yeah. Old gun grabber Trump. I like to take the guns early. Guns first, due process second. Remember that?
I remember that. I remember.
God, guns, Trump. The person with that bumper sticker, if it comes out of the news that Donald Trump was on the Lolita Express, you think they're going to go outside right then and there and rip that sticker off the back of their pickup?
No, they're going to get online and start defending.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, how cute was she? You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to say.
What'd she look like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because some of them. Okay. All right. On
I
that note.
That. I'm just saying his.
No. You don't have to explain yourself to me, Dave. I don't know. Yeah.
Dave. Stop.
All right. Guys, we're going to be back to wrap up the show right after this commercial break. Don't go away. If you're enjoying tonight's show, consider supporting the program by becoming a member of our Patreon. That's over at patreon.com/AlanMosley. like our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AlanMosleyTV. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com@AlanMosleyTV. Subscribe to our YouTube page. It's youtube.com/AlanMosleyTV. But if you're more of a listener than a watcher, get us on your favorite podcasting platform of choice, thanks to Spotify. It's Too Late with Alan Mosley or at Alan Mosley TV. Also, don't forget, get your tickets for the 6th annual It's Too Late live show happening Saturday, May 18th in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. The 6th annual It's Too Late live show. Get your tickets today. Dave, do you have a final thought? Yeah, you want to try that again?
Yeah, that's off by one.
There you go. Yeah.
How's that?
There you go.
There we go. There I am. This is the one button we didn't test. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. I really liked the cold open. I think that was kind of neat. Yeah. I think we did a banger of a show.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you think so too.
This is how he's trying to obfuscate. Yeah. You guys don't even know what I have to have to go through. Guys,
just for me.
Oh, after party? What do you think?
Real quick. Yeah.
Okay, just quick in and out.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for watching another episode of It's Too Late, and we will see you next week. Almost like was shook that it wasn't playing Christmas music.
Yeah. Man, I gotta clean this up.
Yeah, you telling me. Can you imagine what the live show is gonna be like?
Oh man, I'm gonna throw up right there on stage. Awesome. You're gonna love it. Dave, stop.
Yeah. Dave.
Not on the soundboard, Dave.
Stop, will you?
I like that new butt.
I'm afraid.